I know that there are state workers who are hard workers and they do a good job. Again, unfortunately, the benefits that you were promised were not funded the way they should have been. You did everything right, and I think the Treasurer says that in her report. This is not the fault of state workers. They did everything they were asked to do. But the contributions that you are putting in are flat, and we're going this way on the state side, and we're out of money. I mean, we are literally out of money. And I fear that if you don't correct it within a year or 2 years, the problem only gets bigger. Next year, again, we're facing, if you do nothing, $300 million more state money that has to be found to fund the pensions. And we're required by the law to do that. That means we're going to be cut. We face budget shortfalls every year that I've been a state legislator. This is my third year. Every year. We've made cuts, and we're looking for more cuts. But I mean, it comes to a point that there's just no more place for you to cut if you want a government that's going to be effective, if you want public transportation, if you want big schools, and those kind of things. So it's a tough balance. But I think, I won't speak for the Treasurer, but I'd like to try to solve this within a year or two, and so we can get on the right trajectory so that in the future we won't have to deal with it again. This would be my fourth pension vote in 3 years. That tells me that the reforms that we did make over the last 2 years weren't deep enough. They weren't solving the problem, and now there's a realization that we've got to solve this problem once and for all.